This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another episode of Good Day Health is on the air right now. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here to go through a lot of the items from the journals of medicine. We'll find out which ones he agrees who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. I'm an optimist, though, Ken. I know you will find a lot of things that we can work with. There's so many different items. I think we're still dominated, though, by what's going on with a virus and who's found out what about this, that, or the other thing. I think that, I don't know if I didn't talk to you much off the air this week. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. This week, I think, was heralded by bunch of PR BOGO stuff. Somebody somewhere said that, oh, no, we can't use it. Oh, I know what it was. It was a 16-year-old girl, I don't know if you saw this or not, who died of the virus, and her parents had put her on oxygen, and they gave her some dosages of hydrochloroquine, but they didn't give her the Z-Pak. But yet the headline was, hydrochloroquine doesn't save 16-year-old. So, you know, this stuff is so misleading. You've been talking all along about how this has gotten politicized. Well, I think it's more than that. The irresponsible reporting here just goes to show you that the news media is trying to tell you what to think, and that it's been fairly successful in getting their point of view across. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. It's whatever happened to, remember there was a show when you and I were
to tell the truth,
Dragnet, you know.
Oh, Dragnet, yes, just the facts, ma'am.
Exactly. There, yeah. Just say that again.
Jack Webb starred as Joe Friday.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Just all he wanted was just the facts, ma'am.
Whatever happened to that?
Well, it's gotten lost in the politicization. It's what I've been harping on this recently about education. What's happening, where we're falling down. We're not teaching youngsters how to think. We're teaching them what to think.
Exactly.
And the pejoratives in the public school system are far more liberal than not in most areas. So you have this one way of thinking, and that's what people are coming out of school with. So I'm very liberal when it comes to some things and pretty conservative when it comes to other things. But I'll tell you something. I resent the hell out of paying for an education system that doesn't teach my children how to think. It teaches them what to think. That's none of what they think is none of my business, nor do I care what they think. What I care about, nor do I care what Shepard Smith thinks or what some broadcaster in the news. I don't give a damn what you think. Tell me the story, the facts, please. But we don't seem to be able to get that anymore from any source, Ken. All right, I've gotten off my horse now.
It's very important. That is so important.
Yeah.
And it's so true. And I think people are getting more and more aware of that.
Oh, yeah, people are wising up to it. Yep, I think you're very true. I think that's one of the reasons that we found ourselves in this season of discontent. And it will continue through the election, through the end of the year. I think we're going to see a lot of upheaval, a lot of change. It's necessary. It's important. We are obliged as members of the society here in this country. We are a representative form of government. We need to demand that the people that we have elected represent us, not their point of view. I don't care. I would never ask a candidate, what do you think about this or what would you do about that? I wouldn't. All I want to know is, how are you going to take the pulse of the people that you represent so you know how we feel on every important issue? That's all I want to know. That's it. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, who's studying what?
Where were we?
We're on the...
Well, I'm joking.
I think where were we? Where have we gone? That's probably a better question. Anyway, hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, where are we with that stuff this week?
Well, you talk about dealing in just the facts. This is so frustrating because if one just wants to deal in fact, it's hard to do that. And hydroxychloroquine, this drug, represents that better than ever, because what we learned out of the journal, the International Journal of Infectious Diseases, was that over at Henry Ford Health System in Detroit, they reported that hydroxychloroquine given early in the illness in hospitalized patients actually reduced the death rate by 50%. And this was after, if you believe the mainstream press, that hydroxychloroquine was ineffective and at worst dangerous.
Yeah.
And this study.
So who do you believe? Then we go back to that issue, who is or what is to be believed here? And
as politicized as news has become, and it's unfortunate, as has health news. I mean, I never thought that politics would get involved in the reporting of health news. You have to listen to both sides and make up your own mind.
Yeah, well, I guess that's too bad, because I'd like to know, as you said, let's bring back Jack Webb.
Yeah, oh,
Officer
I'll
Friday. Give me the yeah, exactly. All right, Dr. Ken, we continue with an overview of what's in the journals of medicine and what Ken has gleaned from reading through, dissecting, and intersecting the facts. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. If you want a brighter, whiter smile, but the coffee and the tea and the red wine and the smoking has gotten in the way of your grin from ear to ear, time for you to find out about Power Swabs. This is a fabulous product that's so easy to use, so safe to use. It's all natural, very gentle. There's no trays. There's no yucca feeling, taste in your mouth after you're done. And there is no commitment. You don't have to, when you sign up, when you go online to powerswabs.com, use the DJV code, actually use DJV10, because you'll pay 40% off the manufacturer's suggested retail price, plus that DJV10 gives you another $10 off the price, and it's free shipping as well. Please try Power Swabs, the 7-day intensive teeth whitening kit. You get a free stain-out quick stick with this, free shipping, as I say, with the DJV10 code. No trays, no strips, no sensitivity. It's so easy to use this system. It provides such positive, strong, fabulous results that the company put together by Dennis named Ginniger, Dr. Milton Ginniger, I think was his name. And so he was using this formula on his patients, and they started selling it to other dentists. And then he said, wait a minute, what am I doing this for? I'll sell it to the public. So he has. No more $500-$600 teeth whitening charges. All you do is pay for this, follow the directions, guaranteed to work, brighten your smile in 5 minutes, or your money back. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Moving back into action here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Americans using telehealth. I know this is something that you promoted. As a matter of fact, it's actually a great way for people to meet you the first time. So what's the, if you look over the last 4 or 5 months, is there a stat here on how many Americans are actually using this?
Exactly. One of the unexpected benefits of COVID-19 has been the development in a widespread availability of telehealth. Prior to the COVID emergency in March, few providers, few patients were using telehealth because few insurers covered it. And now, just about every insurer covers it, and we learned this week out of the Journal of General Internal Medicine that half of Americans have actually now used telehealth services during the pandemic, and we have been using it. Obviously, you can't do procedures by telehealth, but you can definitely communicate with the patients, and there are a lot of issues that can be easily dealt with via telehealth. It's convenient. The patients don't have to come to the office. They can, from home, the patients can be taken care of. We now have excellent video that can be used during telehealth. And there is a concern that shortly this will all go away. In fact, Congress is in the midst of dealing with this, whether they're going to extend specifically for Medicare. So we hope that Congress, both sides of Congress, all of Congress, helps to extend telehealth availability, because personally I think it's been a wonderful addition to what we can help our patients with, and it has kept people safer, and it just has provided better connection between healthcare providers and their patients.
All right, so that's good news. The COVID patients who are recovering, their sense of smell, taste, and that sort of thing. I was looking at something D.L. Hughley said on one of the late night shows that he collapsed on stage. A lot of people were talking about that a few weeks ago. He had no signs whatsoever of the COVID, yet when he tested positive. But he said, I had smell, taste, all that stuff. So for the people who lose their sense of smell and taste, how long does it take to get it back?
Well, this is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery Edition this week. We learned that actually 90% of COVID-19 patients actually recover their sense of smell and taste within 4 weeks. And this is encouraging news. And people don't always present with the classic symptoms, shortness of breath or fever, with COVID-19, who end up going into the hospital. As you're pointing out, probably at least half, EMS tells us, have other symptoms.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Don't forget, speaking of telemedicine, you can contact Ken's office at 352-735-1400 to have a telemedical connection or a real live connection in his office. Ken, that number in Central Florida, 352-735-1400 for a medical experience so worthwhile you'll never forget it. Dr. Ken and Doug here on Good Day Health.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health for this week. If you get our podcast, we have a podcast every week, a couple of them that are really unique and worthwhile. In the last couple of weeks, the recent Good Day Health podcast there at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Of all the shows that I do, the Good Day Health Show, the American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, the DJV Show, Talk Radio Countdown, these podcasts, Ken, are the most popular by far. Tens of thousands of new listeners every month want to catch up on health news, and that's the time we're in. That's the season we're in. So a couple of recent ones, the conversation that Ken had focused on that 20-year study that showed sexual activity is dropping significantly. You want to hear that conversation? One of many. All of the podcasts are in order and described, so you look through them and see, oh, yeah, I want to listen to that. The podcast is about 30 minutes, usually 24 to 30 minutes of straight information that Ken has from the medical journals, etc. So sexual activity has dropped significantly. That's one of our recent Good Day Health Show podcasts. And another one, asking the question, can we still believe in medicine now that politics are involved? You hear Ken talking so much about that. We never used to talk about politics in medicine. Now we're talking a lot about it. You can get Ken's insight into that as a recent Good Day Health Show podcast as well. Find all the podcasts at GoodDayHealthShow.com. All right, so meanwhile, back at the ranch, the president has asked that funding from schools be held back if they don't reopen, and a lot of the communities say they aren't going to reopen because they don't think it'll be safe in school. Some children won't wear masks, that kind of stuff. So what would you advise if you were running a school system or you had a child that was, you know, in maybe elementary school, junior high school, as far as wearing masks are concerned? The schools say they're going to have a tough time making sure people wear masks. But what would be the benefit for people that age, just out of curiosity, Ken? Any difference, whether you're younger or older, as to the benefits of personal distancing and wearing the mask?
Well, I would agree with the National Pediatric Society, who is urging that we open up the schools, because you have to look at what's the risk of opening them versus the risk of not opening them. Mm-hmm. And there's never a perfect decision. And what we have learned from the Swedish study in Stockholm, the mortality in those under age 70 is very low. It's 0.1%. The mortality for those over age 70 is about 4.3%. And what we also know is the mortality in the school age population is extremely low. Yes, there's in medicine, there's what we call the idiosyncratic person or the outlier, this rare individual who doesn't fit what we see with most right. everyone else.
Yeah.
And so if we open up schools, yes, there's going to be this idiosyncratic reaction, this outlier, which I can see the press putting on a pedestal and making a huge deal about. But on the other hand, if we don't open up the schools, the harm to our children is going to be unbelievable. And it's the teachers that I'd be more concerned about, not the kids. And maybe those teachers over 70 shouldn't be teaching, and maybe those teachers who are obese, have uncontrolled hypertension, have diabetes mm-hmm. or immune issues shouldn't be teaching. But mm-hmm. should we jeopardize the education of our children? I believe no.
And is the answer for me as well. I'll echo your sentiments. It's getting silly, but why is the incentive to get good teachers to stay? If you're not healthy, you're probably not doing a great job of teaching anyway. That's the story, the insight. All right, I want to get off of the virus and start talking about some other things that you have researched. We'll do that in the next half hour, plus questions for Dr. Ken coming up here on Good Day Health.
Archery season opens in just over a month in a lot of places. What should you keep in mind before you dust off your bow and start getting into form? I'll share in just a moment.
When it comes to getting the most out of your time in the great outdoors, there's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. At Higdon Outdoors, we are using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your hunting experience even better. We welcome Mo-Marsh Blinds to the Higdon Outdoors family. Hunt hard, hide easy. Visit Mo-Marsh.com.
When you pull your bow out, do a quick inspection to make sure your string is in good shape, there aren't any cracks in the limbs, and all the nuts and bolts are tight. It might be a good idea to take it to the local pro shop and make sure it is in tune. Then start shooting a few arrows a day and build up your endurance. To learn more, check us out at drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Smitha Rao. While the CDC recommends wearing a protective face covering to keep us all safe, many are beginning to experience some uncomfortable skin-related side effects as a result of wearing a mask. Dr. Michelle Henry, clinical instructor of dermatology at Weill Cornell Medical College.
The major complaints that we are hearing with daily mask use are skin breakdown, irritation, dermatitis, and acne.
As we continue using face coverings throughout the summer, Dr. Henry recommends making some adjustments to our skincare routine.
Clean your skin with a gentle hydrating cleanser, as we do not want to strip the skin's natural moisture. Avoid fragrance products, as they can irritate the skin. Olay Regenerous Microsculpting Cream Fragrance-Free is packed with ingredients like vitamin B3, both hydrating and soothing. Masks do not protect from the sun. Olay Regenerous Whip SPF 25 is a moisturizer with added sun protection.
You can purchase these products on Olay.com and refer to the CDC guidelines for using and handling masks and other cloth face coverings.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The U.S. Supreme Court gave President Donald Trump a chance to beat back House Democrats' efforts to obtain his financial records, but ruled that he's not immune from the Manhattan District Attorney's attempts to get his tax files. Cyrus Vance Jr. wants years' worth of Trump's tax returns as part of his probe into hush money payments to two women, while White House Democrats sought financial records from the Trump Organization's accounting firm and two banks to determine if foreign governments, including Russia, hold sway over him. Both matters will go back to lower courts to determine if Trump needs to turn over any documents, which will probably not be settled before Election Day. The rulings, both 7-2, represent a mixed bag for the president, allowing him to drag out the legal process but not providing him with clear-cut victories. The president blasted the efforts to gain his financial information, tweeting after the rulings, "It was a political prosecution."
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A small study is now strengthening evidence that pregnant women infected with the coronavirus may be able to spread it to their fetus. Researchers in Italy said they've studied 311 women with COVID-19 who delivered babies in March and April. They found signs of the virus in several samples of umbilical cord blood, the placenta, and in one case, even breast milk. Now, women shouldn't panic. This doesn't mean there's viable virus in those places, and it's too early to make guidelines, according to Dr. Claudio Venzia, the immunology specialist at the University of Milan. It will merit more studies, especially of women who are infected earlier in their pregnancies. California will become the first state to sue the Trump administration over guidelines issued this week that bar international students from remaining in the United States if they can take classes online. The lawsuit, which is expected to be filed in the Northern California U.S. District Court, seeks a preliminary injunction against the enforcement of the new visa policy. Under the directive, students on F1 and M1 visas must depart the country or take other measures such as transferring to a school with an in-person instruction to remain in lawful status, according to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. Those who violate the rules may face immigration consequences, including but not limited to the initiation of removal proceedings. The policy was announced as some colleges and universities are announcing plans to hold online-only courses this fall as the U.S. struggles to get past the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Moving back in time-wise, we got another half hour with Dr. Ken here on this refreshing overview of what's going on in the world of medicine, thanks to his research. Ken is a researcher. He's a cardiologist, does a lot of research with his patients at his clinic in Florida. Lake Cardiology is Mount Dora, which is outside of Orlando. I'm guessing it's pretty hot and humid there. And with that affects people and their ability to breathe and the status of one's heart, right? Doesn't the heavy air hurt breathing and thus hurt your circulation, your circulatory system?
Well, it does put more demand on the heart, so it increases the demand for blood flow, and if you can't deliver it, that's where problems occur.
I just think it's very important to know what you... It's like shoveling snow in the wintertime. If you're obese or have conditions and you haven't exercised forever and you go outside and start shoveling snow, you're just asking for it, right? Isn't that when you see a lot of right after Christmas with people eating and doing things plus the bad weather? That's where you see a lot of heart attacks, plus you see them in the summertime with the heavy weather. Yes? Is that... Where are the... Are those the two times of the year when you have... You can see an influx of patients?
Well, again, the common denominator is all those activities increase the demand of blood flow to the heart so that the heart will effectively work as a pump. And if you can't deliver it, that's where this mismatch occurs and you have problems.
I saw somebody, there was a story that was in my local, one of my local papers, the reporter followed the story of a woman who did 100 push-ups a day for the 100 days that she was in lockdown, and you should see her body now. Wow. You talk about hardening. You picture before and after, but to have the discipline, you know what it takes to do exercising. You're on an exercise routine that's pretty regimented. Imagine doing 100 push-ups a day for 100 days. You know what that can do, not only for your musculature, but also that's got to be great for your heart, right?
Well, it is if you feel good doing that. If you're in the shape that you're able to do that without bringing on any significant symptoms, then it's excellent. But you want to train up to that point. The person who is doing that, I would imagine, was in pretty good physical condition prior to starting.
Not bad.
And you just want to know, you want to individualize your exercise program. And if you haven't been working out at all, that's not where you want to start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Next up here, your sleep is our focus. What happens when REM, rapid eye movement, is what REM stands for, right?
Exactly.
All right. So if you're not getting good REM sleep, what happens?
Well, you're not going to live very long. We talk about sleep, and we talk about how it improves your health, and we'll talk about some of the specific illnesses that it might affect and how it works preventatively. But this is really overwhelming. This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association Neurology. Just looking at, do you die early in general if you don't get enough deep sleep? And the answer is yes. They looked at REM, rapid eye movement. This is the part of deep sleep. And as this amount declines, your lifespan suffers, it declines. So there's a direct link to the amount of rapid eye movement sleep you get and how long you're on planet Earth.
Wow. There you go. What's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. This is something, this next item, something that you and I have talked about a lot, the value of probiotics and the difference between probiotics and prebiotics and how they may help you. Has there ever been a question that they didn't help you, but it's only the relative degree upon which using probiotics can benefit you?
Well, there's always controversy in medicine. And I think your instinct from the beginning when the whole idea of probiotics was introduced was that they're going to be wonderful. And they have turned out to be quite good. These are live bacteria and yeast that are good for you. They especially help you digest what you need to. Your whole digestive system needs billions of these good bacteria. And what we learned this week, the news is that many of us will take probiotics, especially after we take an antibiotic, because the antibiotic wipes out the bad bacteria as well as the good bacteria. An easy way to get probiotics is eat with nothing more complicated than yogurt. But what the news is that probiotics may also help with depression. This comes out of the British Medical Journal, Nutrition Prevention and Health. So importantly, in this study, they weren't looking for an alternative to conventional therapy. Most of the people who were in this study were also getting conventional therapy, medication, talk therapy, and they added the probiotics, and it helped. But you know, if you're dealing with this yourself before you've gotten to the doctor, and if you're thinking about suicide or it's serious, you know, this is not the time to go on probiotics. This is time to get to the psychiatrist. But right. If you have a little bit of depression, maybe some situational depression, and that's so common right now with what's going on, you know, getting into an exercise program, if the doctor says it's okay, taking some probiotics, talking to some good friends, that may be some easy therapy that might help get you better if it's only a mild depression. But if it's more significant, time to talk to a physician, a psychiatrist, and that's the group of people who definitely need to be on medication, because we don't want to lose any listeners.
No, can't afford to lose any listeners at all. All right, so then maybe we're served here at this point to go over again the differences between bacteria and viruses and why it is that I say we're here as guests of them. They control the universe. You know, the viruses are changing all the time. Begs the question, will the vaccine be of any value? But you were just talking about good bacteria and how the probiotics, millions of them, they're all over the place. You just can't see them, right? Either bacteria or a virus.
Well, the bacteria are definitely larger organisms than the virus. Bacteria are living organisms in more total form, and the viruses tend to be more particles that don't often have all of the parts of their system that the bacteria have. They're much more segmental, is a way to think about them. Mm-hmm. And the viruses especially, they all need some subject to live off of, and the viruses especially use some sort of living organism to help them continue.
The status of statins, question as to whether you should be using them, how healthy are they, something I'm wrestling with right now. Ken's got some interesting and important information on statins, what they do and whether you should be on them in just a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, advice for healthy weight loss. The inspiration here with a doctor and three nurses who put together the formula for Calitrin was their own circumstance. Nurses working in a hospital with his doctor, they were seeing all of these people that weren't feeling well because they were so overweight, and they'd get on these crazy diets, or they'd have the operations and they'd get sick, some of them die. So they wanted to change that, and going the all-natural route was what they decided needed to be done. So they came along 20-some-odd years ago, the formula for Calitrin, the weight loss formula that has no stimulants, that has no drugs, that is 86% effective. And the information that you find when you go to toploss.com, why, if I don't convince you in 60 seconds, spend a couple of minutes looking this website over, discussing with maybe your family, if you're thinking about going, because this is good for the whole family, going on this using this product. Look at the science behind it. That's important. All kinds of resources are there. You can talk to experts about how to use this. It's really a fabulous program. So simple, so easy to use, and so successful. Takes about 6 months of commitment to do it, but when you're done, you'll keep the weight off. You lose it and keep it off. So go to toploss.com and use the discount code DJV. You get free shipping. You get the unlimited access to the BOGO deal. Buy 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, whatever it is, and get an equal number free. That's Calitrin, that weight loss formula so many people swear by. At toploss.com, you can order it. Use that discount code DJV.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants, as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Moving back into our focus, I promised we'd talk about statins. As you know, I don't mind talking about my own circumstance. I give the doctors here HIPAA release so they can use my experience to talk about, maybe help people. I, for years, have been advised, I think since the first time I saw you, Ken, any number of years ago, you thought perhaps a statin might be good for me. And I thought, oh, I don't want to do that. Maybe you could do something else. Because I'd heard things I didn't like about statins. Now, after all this time, you and my primary care physician have sort of convinced me to take statin light. And so with that, people say, well, why at your age? Because I've never been on any medications really in my life. Why are you going to start now? Aren't you too old? So what's the fact here that people should consider when it comes to statins from the expert? You're the cardiologist, so what do you say?
Well, it's a little hard for me to understand why somebody wouldn't at least try a statin and see how they respond.
He's telling you how stubborn I am. No, what he's really, come on. You and I have been great friends for years.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Because this has changed. And, you know, you go back a bunch of years. All of the research on statins was done in younger people, and there really was no good evidence that they were effective in older people. And this report just came out this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association about, in a population of people 75 and older, that statins cut the heart attack and stroke risk by 20%. They improve overall survivability by 25%. So right now, the strongest statins, which are generic Lipitor, generic Crestor, which are atorvastatin with an A, rosuvastatin with an R, respectively, they're all generic. They're excellent generics. They're as cheap as can be. And the question becomes is why, if a physician recommends a statin, why you wouldn't even try it?
Right.
And that is what is a little confusing to most of us. But everyone has their ideas.
He's telling you he's confused because I didn't listen to him. That's what he's telling
me. No, I'm just saying at this point,
it's okay.
I'm trying to understand from anybody who is.
Well, because there are stories that float around, you've heard them, I've heard them, that if you take this stuff for 30 years or so, it may shorten your life. There may be complications.
Here's just the opposite. I guess maybe you can say it's fake news, but here they're looking at overall longevity, and it's giving you a 25% longer life than those who didn't take it.
Right.
And this is starting.
No matter what age you start it, doesn't make any difference what age you start. So at my age, if I start this, it's going to improve my longevity by 25%.
That's what my answer to is it'll cut your risk of heart attack and stroke by 20%, and over age 75 and under age 75 even more in some studies, and it depends how aggressive you are with using them, and there's no doubt. And if I may say just one more thing about the viruses you were talking about, the major difference is, we talk about bacteria and viruses, viruses need a host to live, and most of them cause disease. Just that all do. Bacteria, some don't, some do, and they can live on their own.
All right, that's a clarification. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Questions for Dr. Ken. Is this mutation, the current status of the virus, less dangerous, I guess is the question being asked here, than was the earlier one? I think we've heard a lot of different things. This is 18th or 19th version or generation of it. And coupled with that question, Ken, is how would you value a virus that's being made now to cope with a disease that will mutate and be much in a much different shape or form by the time there's any vaccine?
Okay, so you're asking how would you value a vaccine that's being made right now in a virus that may be mutating? First of all, there is still some controversy about whether we're actually dealing with mutation. And and there is some evidence that we may be dealing with mutation. And the best we know, if in fact we are dealing with a mutation, because that is a bit controversial, is that this mutation is able to spread itself more. It's a little more infectious. It's more contagious. But also, it's not more deadly. And also, we know the flu virus mutates easily, and that's why the vaccine you get one year is not the vaccine you're going to need the next year.
Right.
And with the coronavirus, there's no guarantee yet if we have a vaccine that it's going to be one vaccine and that'll be it, that we won't be lining up yearly with our flu vaccine for our yearly coronavirus vaccine.
That's the next question. Can they be administered together? Would that be good or would that be dangerous?
It's probably going to be together, and it probably won't be dangerous. There are many vaccines that are administered together.
Right. Okay.
And I would... imagine that these are going to be given together. And I would imagine that one shot is not going to be lifelong preventive against COVID, because there's going to be either the vaccine might wear off and you need a booster, and we're familiar with that, especially with tetanus, or there might be some mutation of the virus. And this all remains to be seen. But I think by the early part, close to the end of the year, we'll have our first vaccine. And by springtime, probably anyone who wants a vaccine will be able to get one.
All right. So the next question comes on the placebo effect of taking a vaccine. Is there any study anywhere that you can recall looking at the effect of taking, let's say, the flu vaccine or the COVID vaccine, and it really not having the right ingredients, but because people think they're getting something that will help them, you know, the spirit-mind-body connection, the mind says, okay, I just got this shot, so I'm all set, and that takes some positive impact on your body. You know what I'm asking?
Well,
right?
Doing that study, you have to ask whether it's ethical, because you hear a lot in the news today, especially about hydroxychloroquine, that a high-level quality, randomized, double-blinded, controlled study testing the safety and effectiveness. This is the highest standard of research that we would love to have about everything a doctor does, about any possible question. But sometimes doing that study is unethical because we know the treatment is so effective and safe. For example, tetanus. Tetanus vaccine has never gone through this process of this high level of medical research because it's unethical. We know how safe and effective it is, and therefore no one's ever done this high level of medical research on tetanus. And there are other items that have reached this level where it's unethical. And that's why where people today hold out about some of these treatments, we know that there are earlier precedents where we just don't do this level of research because it is unethical.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm trying to kind of I've got something in front of me about traffic deaths in Colorado, for example, up a lot since pot legalization. So does that mean that you shouldn't smoke any pot? Or is it abusing pot? What is?
Well,
a lot of people say pot's good for you in some ways.
Well, it's recreational pot versus medical marijuana, where you actually have an indication because of an illness. And you know, I'm not a big fan of recreational. You're not using recreational pot to help your health.
Well, okay. Well, all right. I mean, I think that answers the question, and that's what we're about here. Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of my get-together with Ken every week. Make sure you're checking out his availability. Don't forget, Lake Cardiology's number is 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.